forever. Dog.
Hey. Hi.
Grand Rising. Everybody, Grand
Wait,
Rising.
Let's do that over. Let's do that over.
Why, Sydney?
Let's say Grand Rising together.
No, I'm not. No, Andrew, leave all this in the podcast so people can see what it's even Sydney.
No,
no, you guys have been doing, I feel like you did the same thing last week where.
Every week. Where Sydney's like, no, do it one more time. Yeah. I want to say hi. Me too. And me. Sydney, big only child energy.
Well, everyone doesn't know this, but I am a third child. I am the baby. My brother and sister are like 18, 22 years older than me. And I grew up by myself. Well, not by myself. I didn't grow up with them because they were full-blown adults when I was a baby.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. So it. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to deny that I do act like I'm the youngest because I am.
No, you don't act like the, you act like an only child. You act like, show me how to do it. Oh my God, wait, Carolina posted on her TikTok that Sydney is, doesn't know how to use a blender hot. That's how hot Sydney is. She does not know how a blender works. Attractive.
I'm honored, thank you.
I was crying at that when the delivery guy that came and talked to Sydney and not Carolina.
No, he talked to me because I was getting her package because me and Marie got Carolina engagement gift.
Yes. We're not going to say who it's from or what it was.
Yes, but we got her very nice. I think
we didn't even use a promo code.
No, Marie, I think that's the nicest gift I've gotten someone for a wedding.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever give anybody gifts for a wedding?
Absolutely. I go to the registry and I pick not the most expensive thing, but not the cheapest thing either. My mother told me you got to get something like
this. Inti who? So he gives, you know, us the pack, gives me the package. And I'm talking to him like, okay, you got shorts on, you showing your knees. Like,
oh, so you were flirting with the delivery.
I was. I said I was being nice and I was being funny. I was cracking jokes. I wasn't serious. And I looked a mess. And then we have our number on the side of the door because they be dropping the packages off in front of the door. And it's like, sir, it says Savage Fenty. You can't just leave it there. Somebody's going to take it. It says Sephora. No, like call us so we could come down. So our number's on the side. He got Carolina's number and he texts her that if I just gave you the package, you're gorgeous. And she wrote back, no, that wasn't me, that was my neighbor, and you need to take your job more seriously. And it was,
well, what did he look like? Who would play the delivery man in a movie? Paint a picture for it.
No offense, but Fat Albert.
Hey.
And you have the hat on right now. You have the hat on, Marie.
Did Fat Albert have on what is this thing called?
A beret?
Was he wearing a beret, friend, or was he just wearing a red hat?
I think he was wearing
a red baseball hat,
red
no?
Baseball hat. Let's see.
I've never seen Fat Albert. Wow, Sydney.
So she's,
so you were flirting and laughing at Fat Albert.
I wasn't.
And he was like,
mm-mm.
Oh.
Oh no, he didn't even have a hat on.
He didn't have a hat.
Yeah,
no,
he
wore
just
a giant
red shirt,
red sweater.
Yeah,
Sydney
just
wanted to call me Fat Albert.
No.
I'm gonna put my wig back
no,
on.
No,
so
no,
you
no,
can
no.
Be
anyway, it was funny. You guys got to follow her on TikTok. It's great. She's funny.
She's really great.
Yeah,
she's killing.
She's doing great. And so you know, I love that, Marie. You look better than me today.
Oh, shit. Sydney, I'm not doing this with you.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast listeners, Sydney is, and this is what I've been saying, Sydney is a mean person.
What?
And people are like, no, she's nice. Did you hear how you just complimented me?
That was so
You look
mean.
Better than me today. I'm not mad at it. Meaning that you look better than me every other day. And today, on the day when you got eye boogers in your eyes, you just woke up, you cannot deal. Okay, sis, I'm gonna need for you to put some humility on your vision board, okay?
Oh, honey, it's there every day. Every day I wake up
really?
And be like, what am I doing today? Oof, nothing again? Wow. Yikes.
That's everybody.
Speaking of having nothing to do, we actually have something to do after podcast, and we have a meeting.
Yes.
And it's us trying to come up with ideas to pitch for a show. No one has asked us to pitch a show yet, but you know, we gotta work towards it.
Yo, I gotta go. Sydney posted. Sydney was like, "Oh, we don't know what we're gonna do for this meeting." Okay, wait, hold on. I get on the phone with Sydney maybe an hour ago. She goes, "Marie, what's your favorite thing you like to do with me? What do you like to do with me?" And then she hung up on me because she was disrespectful. And she got on Instagram and wrote, "Instagram, do your thing. Give us ideas that aren't already on TV. Don't make us look stupid. Just got off the phone with Reezy and she's in tears and unable to work. I hate it here. Pandemic is draining us from creating. I'm doing this for friendship and because our managers are probably following this account." Yeah, they are following the account. And then you guys are, in real time, giving us suggestions on what we should say at this meeting.
So let's read them out loud, please.
There's so many.
This is funny. Okay. This is great. Baby.
Baby. Okay.
Yo,
people are
really writing. Yo, I need to do more of these.
These are full ideas.
Yeah. Okay, someone said, "A variety show hosted by you two. We need more funny things. You guys are super funny and know a lot of funny people. A comedy at the Knit, but on TV." I don't know if
tag,
I want to watch.
I'm going to tag Amina and be like, "What you think, sis?"
"I would love to see a comedy drama about your lives. Basically, just everything that you two talk about on the podcast, all the weird, funny, dramatic, and mundane things that happen on a day-to-day basis, dramatized in a show, preferably on Netflix so I can watch it here in the Netherlands. But seriously, you two are fascinating, and I watch you every day if I could. Sorry if that sounds creepy, but hey, it's the truth. That is what creepy people
Yeah,
say.
Definitely. When they tell
Stop
you they're
it.
Creepy, they are definitely
so
being
nice.
Creepy.
I know.
But
we love her. She comments.
Yeah, she is Aisha.
Yes.
Shady talk show. Bring the guests in, drag them, and then have them compliment you before they head out. I'd watch.
I like that.
I actually like
I'm
that.
Six people liked that.
Write that one down, Maria.
Now 7 people like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me write that down, too. Let me like that one.
Okay, so people want reality show, not scripting?
Yeah. An entire reality show about your lives. You guys retell stories on the pod amazingly. But if we could watch it in action, I would watch every day. Or Broad City type vibes of a show with y'all because y'all are amazing. LOL. Y'all should do something similar to Girl Code, like a black version. Ooh. Or y'all can do a reality show similar to Two Broke Girls, where we follow you around on casting calls, writing scripts, and doing odd jobs. Not bad.
People want to see a reality show, but it's like, we don't really do nothing during the day.
We really, there's
realistically.
Oh, I forgot to say, hey, y'all want us to do a TV show, but we're literally in quarantine and there's nothing we can fucking do.
Yeah.
We have to come up with an idea that's low budget, that doesn't require too much leaving the house. That's exciting.
Okay, a show about the first 5 years of your friendship and where you were in your life and comedy at the time. A whole show themed after Ethray Ho and Sid Third Wheeling Sex Trips. What?
That's actually
so
funny.
So threesomes with Sydney? I'm just, what?
Three's Company. A blind dating show where you guys are helping one of the daters remotely. Start with helping them figure out their dream love interest, getting ready for the day and speaking to them throughout the evening, helping them navigate the date. I like that.
That's kind of something that was kind of something we had talked about.
We did.
Too, but it would be us in like an earpiece giving advice, but it would be bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, unofficial expert, y'all fake your way through a day in the area of expertise with one rescue call to the guest that was on the unofficial expert.
Ooh.
That's fine.
I like that.
Okay.
I really love that. Somebody wrote this.
Okay.
I like that. A show about you guys, how you met, Marie's Haitian family, you growing up without a dad, then you guys do a podcast and try to raise money to move to LA and her show, but one of you gets a big break before the other one does. Dun, dun,
dun.
Dun,
dun, dun. Oh, okay. Drama.
Rude.
Okay, somebody said scripted. Your characters are competing influencers who go after the same man until Sydney's character realizes that she's gay and only pursuing for the clout. Real life as source.
Yo, I mean, I think that Sydney character would have to already know that she's gay. She would just like hate my character so much that she just wants to take the man so I don't get him.
Yes, that's drama, friend.
I mean, maybe that's the way that we should be looking at it. Is not necessarily us as friends. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a buddy comedy, but more it's like we are consistently trying to sabotage each other. Like, what's the, like, spy versus spy?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
How about a show about nothing, but y'all try to come up with something?
That's actually funny. I like that, too.
Okay, but what, so scripted or non-scripted?
Janelle said, I did the same thing yesterday. No shame in crowdsourcing.
Picture it. One girl is straight and the other a lesbian. Run with it. One of the two have dogs named Peanut and Butter.
That's
Jelly
good.
And Kale. Two dogs. I mean, yeah, but we got to get dogs on set. They going to be pooping all over our shoes. I don't want that. Sydney, are you reading or texting?
No, I'm reading. No, that's a stupid one. Never, I'm not even going to read that out loud. Oh, that's not nice. They keep saying Broad City style show. Okay, we get it.
They co-run a blog, website, and a podcast with their hot gay friend, Drew.
Okay.
Okay. We got a supporting gay
and
Drew.
That's you. You're in the show. Someone's
Thank
looking
you.
Out.
We're shortening the name to just Drew.
Drew. I think that's cute, actually. Drew. Do you like Drew?
I Drew sounds like a little bit too like sophisticated to me.
No, sophisticated. No. Drew is the person who holds the drugs and then drops them.
Some of my messiest friends' names are Drew.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, it's sophisticated.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, would the other option to go by Andy?
Andy's a little bit like too childish. I feel like Andrew is like it's a good medium.
No, Andrew's not a medium though. It's the full name.
It is it is my birth name. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Full on comedy. Y'all play teachers, camp counselors, leading student groups through NYC museum shenanigans on and off the clock. Mm, not bad.
Wait, why teachers?
Well, because it's
experts.
Yeah, it's experts.
But with children.
Yeah, but then we gotta get kids on set. I don't like children. Maybe little people or adults, but play children? Mm-hmm. Cooking and wigs. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Eat, Pray, Ho, Gold Rush. A show where you interview guests while on poppers.
Y'all got to get these poppers out your life. You need to grow up. You need to grow up.
No. Sorry, go ahead.
The two of you as waitresses in a kinda nice restaurant. Marie being mean and funny getting tips, and Sydney as the hostess.
Oh, Sydney, remember we had a show about us working in a restaurant?
Oh, working at a hotel.
A hotel bar? I was a bartender and you were a waitress?
Yeah.
And we were both really bad at our jobs.
Yes. And then you were going to get fired or something like that?
Every episode, I thought I was gonna get fired.
Yes, every episode you get fired. Where is that at? That's in the Google Doc.
Somewhere, yeah, we got that somewhere. Yeah, we got that.
Actually, I think we should revisit
that. I don't hate these things that you guys are suggesting.
I'm really impressed and surprised, and I love you. I love you for everything that you're doing. I love every single one of you, and I would kiss you on the ear. You are walking inspirations. I feel you have saved my life multiple times without even knowing your impact on your listeners. My idea would be a round table. My favorite thing of your podcast is that real conversation, authenticity at its best.
Mm-hmm.
So the red table, thought provoking and always a touch of naughtiness with loads of laughter. You are naturals. I support anything you do. I love seeing you thrive and always with a sense of humor, even in the darkest times. Aw, thank you, babe.
That's very nice.
That was Machata. Machata. It was very sweet. I'm gonna follow you back. Okay. Or they. Thank you.
Ma'am. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saying forever dog for 20 minutes straight. Forever
dog.
Forever. That's the show right there.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're kind of at a standstill because, one, we've been doing the same thing pretty much over and over and over and over again with, like, random things happening in between. But nothing has been going on besides me squirting and Marie
also squirting.
Also squirting, so.
No, we don't talk about that
anymore. Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Take that out, and Drew, take that out.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding, I'm kidding. It's a bit, Drew. Damn.
Drew, damn, Drew. Damn, Drew.
Damn, Drew. That's the title.
Damn, Drew.
Damn,
yes,
Drew.
Damn, Drew.
Damn, Drew,
damn.
Damn, Drew, damn. I like that title.
Yeah, put in there.
Yeah, but it's just like we've been in the house, and now, you know. Oh, you know what? You guys have to stop going back to people about what you've heard on a podcast. It's rude. This is between us and the thousands of people who are listening. If they didn't tune in to listen, then they should know.
And they don't get to know.
Then they don't get to know. So just stop. Just be a good friend. Stop running your mouth. If the only thing you should be saying out your mouth, go listen to the Unofficial Expert podcast. You don't have to say specifics.
Who are you looking at right now? You're like looking at a wall.
She's yelling at me. That's how.
Well, let me give you a little bit of backstory.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you what where we're coming from.
Yeah.
So you know, Sydney and I do these bonus episodes on Patreon, and people are asking where they get the Patreon.
On the Patreon.
Yes, on patreon.com/.
Serena Williams' husband promoted it.
Serena Williams' husband did give us a shout out.
Alexis, thank you very much.
Alexis. Anyway. We were talking on the Patreon. Somebody heard something that we said about somebody. Mm-hmm. And they messaged the person we were talking about.
Yep.
And said, I heard this on the Patreon. So I'm going to need for y'all to respect our privacy
respect
on this public platform.
Our privacy. Why?
If we talk about something, that's between us.
We family. Come on, y'all.
Yes. Do you want to be invited to the cookout or not?
Or nah. Like, or do you want to be outside of the club hating because you can't get in?
Because you can't even get in.
Because you know what? I'm going to find out who said something. And when I do, I'm going to block you. You hear me?
Locked.
I'm going to block you. Locked. I'm going to find you and I'm going to block you. You know what? On the Patreon, it has everybody's emails. So I'm going to look through names and cross-reference. Oh, because baby's got the time.
Baby got the time. You know what she's not doing in that time? She's not writing the show that we should be pitching.
That is
exactly
true.
Yeah, you have time
true
for that.
Thank you.
Though.
Thank you very much. I love that you brought it back to that. Thank you. That I love how great
you
are, Marie.
Just respect our privacy. That's all that we ask through these difficult quarantine times.
Yeah, and you know what? When you do that, that stops us from being great. You know what I mean? Because we can't spill the tea that we be spilling if you be going back to the people. So what do you want us to talk about? Air? Because that's what the fuck is going on here. Air.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no
air.
Air.
Air. So.
They really want you to work with animals. Yeah. Someone said, or a show with you two as roommates who run an animal grooming business called Two Black Cats. There are animals and gay clients and weird parents. Interact with the other business owners on your block. Of course, there is a bodega, and Marie falls in love with the owner eventually.
Of the bodega?
Honestly, see it, and I love it for us. it feels real and relatable.
It feels real. It feels grounded.
Wait, but then they say that Sydney eventually becomes the borough representative and marries a woman politician.
Okay, Cynthia Nixon.
This is very layered, and it feels like at least two seasons.
No. Let me tell you guys what we don't want. We do not want a show with animals because that means we got to be on set with animals, and animals are difficult to work with.
They are.
We do not want a show with children because kids got to be out by four. Mm-hmm. Their tutor is there.
Yeah, they're divas.
We don't want, you know, Catherine Heigl's mom.
I can't
we don't
curse.
Need,
like, I can't be having these problems.
No Disney Channel babies. I don't need none of that negativity.
Catherine Heigl?
Catherine Heigl's mom.
her mom.
Oh.
You know, her mom is her manager.
Oh, okay. I thought you were suggesting that Katherine Heigl is a child. Okay.
No, but I think she acts like a child, right? Isn't that why she's been blacklisted?
She's been blacklisted after Knocked Up. Yeah.
27 Dresses.
Yes.
So no shows with children, no shows with animals. Because those things are annoying to work with.
Yeah, and
yes, I call them both.
And realistically, to be honest, it's just like, when is anybody filming? Like, say for instance, we work on a show, right? Mm-hmm. When we pitch, we're going to be able to pitch. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to be able to film this year. Like, anything that's getting picked up that mm-hmm. we need to film on a set, I don't think it's going to be made, like, this year. Mm-hmm. And
well, then you have the time to get it together.
We do. Okay. And we do. We do. So that's why we're going to take all these ideas and run them by our managers, and then they're going to be like, well, was it your idea or the listeners? And it's like, none of that matters. They're like, are the listeners, whoever gave you the idea is going to want some of the credit. And it's like, well, we're going to remix this stuff.
No, we're going to delete the post. Someone said, I'd love to see Sydney as a guidance counselor and Marie playing a teacher who are best friends working at the same school, who comedically inspired young black girls by giving them advice and are constantly dragging their white coworkers. Mostly comedy, but deeply real and speaks to the criminalization of black and brown girls in school. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, deep. Let me click on this profile, see who this is.
Yeah.
Okay, Julian Morris, I see you, baby.
I think I think you should follow that person back because I really like that.
He's so sweet. He's very nice. Julian. Yeah.
You know him?
He's, like, messaged a few times. He's very nice, yeah.
Oh, shout out to Julian.
Okay.
I like that idea. It feels like a more funny, fun, Dangerous Minds. How about that?
Oh, with Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
I like it. I feel like there's some cool ideas here.
There really is. I guess we just not coming up with shit, but the people are out there. They have some ideas.
It really sounds like they've been sitting on some of these ideas for a while, and they're
Some of them for sure have. Some of them are posted more than one time. Here goes another one: Upstate Road Trip Comedy. Younger sibling graduating from Syracuse. Funeral for a distant relative, or make a weekend out of it. So a road trip
to a funeral,
To a funeral, or somebody's graduating. I don't hate that as a scripted show, because like maybe the car breaks down in like some rural ass dusty ass town and we
I
gotta
think that's so funny. Yeah,
that would be
we gotta
really
like
good.
Figure out how to get up. Yeah, maybe we hitchhike, maybe
you know Tu Wong Fu, they drive to this town that has the what is it they drive to the town. Oh, they're driving because they're going to, is it? Yeah, I can't remember. Did you watch Tu Wong Fu? Thanks for Everything,
no.
Julie Newmar?
No.
That's why neither of us are helping you finish.
I know. No, I was like, why haven't you guys watched that? We have to watch that, Marie, on the, we have to watch that on the projector.
Okay.
Well, while you find it, there's a really long comment here.
Go ahead, Drew, read it for me.
Perform the entire Journey Pod journey from the start to now. Sydney show up late with food while Marie is sitting and waiting. Bicker at each other for a bit. Still have friends come on. On call. Wait. My mom just tried calling in the middle of that. show up late with Marie sitting and waiting, bicker at each other for a bit, still have friends come on, called the Dusty Friends segment piece. Start with your friends who are getting Netflix specials so you can use some of their audience. Continue as usual, we listen for your authentic selves, or an Eat Pray Ho turn to love, discuss the journey. So like I guess you would go on like an Eat Pray Ho journey, and then you would eventually fall in love with someone that you're hoeing out to.
Or you could do Eat Pray Ho with me, and then we fall in love at the end.
No, I hate that idea.
You're just
people
projecting.
Would want to see that.
People don't.
They actually do, because remember when that episode where we're like, we should hook up, and everybody's like,
No, the episode was not should we hook up.
Yeah.
The episode was, should we swap partners? That was the episode.
No, I don't remember.
Should we have sex in front of
each other? No, you're rewriting history right now, literally.
Yeah, what? Rewriting history.
I don't remember that. Okay, wait. So, Two Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything is elite Manhattan drag queens Vida Noxima impress regional judges in a competition, securing berths in the nationals in Los Angeles. When the two meet, pathetic drag novice Chi Chi, one of the losers that evening, they charm Vida and Noxima, agree to take the hopeless youngster under their wing. Soon, the three set off on a madcap road trip across America and struggle to make it in Los Angeles in time. It was a great movie, Marie. We have to watch it together. But that's kind of like a...
Who is Chi Chi? Is Chi Chi Wesley Snipes?
No, Chi Chi is...
John Leguizamo?
Yeah. I think so, we should watch it. You want to come over tonight?
I don't know. I have company coming over to cook something.
Marie, it's like, you don't make any time for us.
Sydney, who are...
Right now.
Somebody's calling me. Who's calling me? Hold on. Hello?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Every time. They always get me.
It was a telemarketer.
Yes, every time.
It was a creditor. You know you owe money to people.
Every fucking time. I was like, is it a job? Is it a job? Hello? Did you hear my hello? Yes?
Good afternoon, Sydney Washington.
Sydney Washington, yes.
Speaking. Who may I say is calling?
Yeah. Marie, well, tomorrow then. Come over tomorrow.
What time is the thing that we're doing tomorrow?
I don't know. We haven't figured out our idea for that either. But I said...
I mean, the same thing.
Yeah, we'll do the same thing. We'll agree.
No, no, no. But tomorrow, I think... Tomorrow, I thought we should cook together because that was fun. We did that for a show. I just want to let you guys
cooking together. It is an audio. Oh, it's not that's visual.
Right. That's right.
I love how Sydney is on the same exact emails and or text threads as me, and she only reads the parts that matter to her.
I saw that. I saw the amount of money. I said, "Oh well, I'm in." Money, Marie, I'm there.
Let's have a moment of silence for that extra $600 that we're going to lose in unemployment benefits this week.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
That could be a really cute mashup.
To my $600. Yeah.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
I mean, I told you, you guys heard on the, my mother said, you can't be doing well. You're on unemployment. I'm like, everybody's on fucking unemployment. She tried to drag me for being on unemployment. So what are you on right now? Cause you're not working.
She on Medicare. Cade.
Well, I think she retired. So what do you get when you're Social Security? She probably gets Social Security.
That's basically unemployment.
Exactly.
But you know who's not on unemployment? Kiki Palmer.
She is not. I ain't no Kiki Palmer, so there's that. We're good on that. My sister keeps calling me, and I don't know why she's calling me, but I would like to say that after I posted, you know, all this information about my mom, she has not called me. My family has not reached out, except my sister, but my sister does not speak to my mom or something like that, so I mean... Sometimes you just got to post it, and then the universe will work it out.
Mm, come on, Tyler Perry Presents The Washingtons.
The Washingtons.
That's the show.
That is the show, Marie.
That's the show, and I'm the neighbor that comes over and judges The Washingtons.
And then you act like you got it together. Mm-hmm. But you're really a hoarder, and you come over there, and you got, like, dead geese in the back.
Dead geese, not sis. Smushed cats. Yes, Hoarder House. Actually, that Hoarder House sounds like they're the Washingtons.
That's also a fact.
Maybe that's the show. the Washingtons are hoarders and they have this dysfunctional ass relationship. And one of the characters, let's call her Sydney, burns the house down. And now the Washingtons have to move into my house.
I love that.
That feels
and
too
now
real.
It's me and the Washingtons.
It's too on the nose.
Listen, sometimes
I like that, Marie, though. I actually like that idea.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, sometimes art mimics reality.
Yeah.
What was the question, Sydney?
I mean, I'm really just trying to figure out what are the next... We have 4 months left in the year?
Five raggedy-ass months left.
And I'm just like, what? What do we have to look forward to?
Well, my birthday's in September. What
That's
should
right,
I do for
Marie.
My...
We have to figure out what we're doing for your birthday.
Yeah, what am I doing for my birthday? Let's talk about it.
Well, it's going to be small. It's just us and the family, right?
I mean, I feel like I've already been exposed to COVID. I might as well have a blowout party.
No, Marie, you took the antibodies test and you don't have it. You didn't have
My antibodies test came back negative. Yeah. I've never had it.
And we could have swore that you did have it.
I mean, I just keep saying, I think I had it back in March. And no, I did not.
But literally, the lie detector test been saying that. They're like, I think.
Why do you think that you had it in March?
Because I had a cold.
Oh, that's
that
it.
Wouldn't go away.
Because I was, no, Sydney, don't talk about what I had. Okay. It went away. It did not go away.
It felt like
I had a cold. I was, Sydney, please stop. You are not my doctor. You are not my physician. You are not my lungs.
I mean, I saw
the
stuff coming out of your nose.
That's a lie. Yo, Sydney is a liar. Yo, I'm not. This is going to be the last episode of the podcast for me, because the way that this individual be disrespecting me on the show, it's honestly, it's not good for my well-being, my mental health. Sydney is emotionally abusive.
I'm only here for the truth. If anything, I don't want to work with you anymore. This is the absolute last episode that we're doing.
Okay,
well,
and you don't
title,
have to
that's
be
That's
what?
The title of the episode, the last episode.
The last one.
The last one.
Oh my God.
The last one.
Andrew, write that down. I'm sorry.
The last one.
Drew, write that down.
Yeah, I like that actually.
I feel like you can make it a little bit more dramatic. The last, it's just going to be the last one. Mm-hmm.
This is the last episode. It should be, this is the last episode.
This is the last episode.
Great title. Everybody will listen and be like, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to, I can tell, it's Sydney.
No, if anything, it would be you, Marie, because you are... Well, actually, I will say, after that little blowout we had with Carolina, you became a better friend.
That's because I talked to you about you being a bad friend, and I was like, I'm going to do all the opposite of this.
I was actually the best friend, and until you started meddling in other best friends' business, things were fine.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to let people listen to the episode themselves, because survey says you were wrong, friend.
No, that's no. It was split right in the middle.
Yeah, 70-30.
Whatever, bitch.
Right in the middle.
What are we going to do for your birthday?
I don't know. My birthday's in September.
September what? 23rd?
23rd.
Yes.
The U.S. passport is useless everywhere.
Every
so you can't
fucking
even,
where. They don't want
I gotta, it. I got to sneak into another country, and they like, where you from?
We could go to Mexico, Marie.
I don't want to go to Mexico. What's happening in Mexico?
I mean, that's where everybody's been traveling to. For vacay.
Mexico was the new Miami, friend.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the new DR.
We don't need that in our lives.
No, I don't want that. No. We're better than that. We are, I don't know, maybe, oh, you know what I saw the other day on Instagram that I was like, oh, but this is, it's not for like groups or anything like that. This is like a couples thing.
Right. Us.
You can get like a.
You and I.
So nice. I'm not even going to say what it is no more. Never mind.
Wait, no, say, Marie, please.
It's like a, not necessarily a cabin in the woods. It's like a one room box in the woods. I'm gonna send it to you on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't like that. That seems
yeah.
Like,
it's not about you, baby. I wouldn't go with you.
Where's the page? Where's the page? Okay, it's called Getaway House.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically just in your house, but not.
It's in the woods.
You're in your house in the woods.
You're having sex in the woods. That's all it is. There's a big ass window and there's like chairs outside, but it's really just you banging somebody inside. The
So that's what you want to do for your birthday, Marie?
I mean, if we still can't do anything as a group,
right?
Then maybe I should do something, you know, not solo, but not with you, but with somebody else. Yeah.
That's crazy, Marie, because my birthday this year, I made sure to include my best friends.
What did you do for your birthday? Oh, yeah, we went to dinner. But that was Sydney,
before a pandemic.
That was literally a whole month before the pandemic.
Yeah. Dependim-dim.
Dependim-dim. All right, well, I guess we'll pray on it. I'll meditate. Maybe it'll come to me in a dream what I should do for my birthday.
You guys should put in the comments what you think Marie should do for her birthday. What we, Marie and I, should do for her birthday. Oh my God,
you're asking so much of the listeners.
Yeah, Drew said he's not here for it.
Why?
Okay, you just come up with something by yourself.
Right. Wait.
It's like they can't do all the work.
I'm sorry, black women have been doing all the work for centuries.
Sydney, what work have you been doing, friend? Let's talk about how you just learned how to use a blender this morning.
Listen, the backs of my ancestors are on my back, pushing me forward to make sure that I'm enlightening everyone that is in my sphere, and I'm touching toes and noses with my creativity and my content, and I'm pushing through depression and through the civil rights. So wow. I am doing a lot.
Okay, wow.
And I'm being overlooked and underrepresented in the industry.
Andrew, go ahead and cut all of that right out.
You lost me at the nose and toes part.
My girl got a foot fetish. Shut up.
She said my ancestors are on my back. No, your ancestors are laughing at you. Your ancestors are like, what's she doing? What is that?
What is that?
Your ancestors are like, what are those?
Oh my God, Marie.
I can't believe
I asked you. I said, hey, Marie, what would you like to do with me? And she said, absolutely nothing.
No. Sydney said, what's your favorite thing to do with me? And then Sydney hung up on me on the FaceTime. She fully hung up on me because I said something real and some people can't handle it.
What did you say, Marie? Tell them.
Sydney?
Yes.
You want me to say this right here on the podcast?
Yep.
What I said about you?
Yep.
That made you hang up?
Yep.
Sydney was like, man, I gotta take these braids out and wash my hair. It's making my skin bad. I said, Sydney, in all the years that I've known you, I think you've washed your hair 10 times. I was like, you never wash your hair. Your braids be in forever, and the wig be glued to your forehead. The wig be glued to the forehead for 8 months out of the year. And now she's like, I have to wash my hair.
I don't need this from you. This is black women tearing down black women in front of a white man. Of course you'd be a part of that movie. Of course. My ancestors are on my back right now.
Your ancestors are on their back laughing at your dirty scalp. Your ancestors are like, Hurt plus head and shoulder. Your ancestors. Sydney, you got a 2-in-1 conditioner shampoo at the house?
Absolutely not, sis. I actually bought some Thank God I'm Natural, which is a black owned business.
Oh, fab.
Yeah, and it's really, really good. And I will be taking out my braids and washing my scalp. And the dirt will be gone. But you're probably right. I probably only wash my hair like twice or three times a year. To be honest.
Maybe the show is this. It's Sydney doing regular people activities that she has no idea how they go.
Well, I mean, like that's the same thing as like Sid can cook,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. It's Sid can cook. It's Sid can wash her hair. It's Sid can do her taxes.
I cannot do my taxes. Imagine, that should be a show, us trying to do our taxes on our own.
No, that show is boring and also kind of sad. That show is sad.
I can't.
Yeah, maybe that's the show. It's Sydney doing something that like regular people know how to do, but she doesn't know how to do. And then it's us doing something that neither of us know how to do.
The thing is that Marie always shames me for the things that I don't know how to do.
But Sydney, it's basic things that you don't know how to do, friend.
There's a whole YouTube channel that's really popular of this dad who is like instructing people, and like every video is like a different task, mm-hmm. and he's telling people how to do it that don't have dads, and so it really like popped off, and I feel like that's like a similar thing.
What kind of stuff, like, can you give us an example?
Like to change a tire or something, just like all these like things that I guess typically your dad would teach you.
Throw a baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put oil in the transmission. Does oil go in the transmission? We don't.
No idea.
None of us have dads, I guess.
Yeah, none of us.
Not a single one.
Somebody even mentioned that in the fucking comments.
Hashtag no dads. Huh? Oh, you're still reading the comments? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what new ones popped up that we can talk about before we go?
Dating app profile auditing.
Mm-hmm.
Outfit makeovers.
Sid can cook on the road, take cooking classes together.
Oh.
They really like Sid can cook.
It's a fantastic.
Marie, when are you coming back to be my sous chef? Because, you know, I feel like my sous chef needs a break.
Oh, your sous chef that's, your sous chef that is on a hiatus right now?
She's on a hiatus right now. I think you need to come in this Sunday, to be honest.
What are you making on Sunday? Well, can we talk about last Sunday?
Yes, we can. We can end the show with this.
Well,
Marie, why don't you give them a recap? Because you're good at those.
I can't give you a recap. I wasn't watching the episode, friend. I was at the park.
Taking photos like a fucking whore. She was
nude. Yes, I was nude. I was fully naked at the park in the middle of the Prospect Park, surrounded by people. I was like, "What's that painting? The Madonna,
mm-hmm.
or whatever? She's in like a shell. You know, the white lady with the body." But anyway, I logged on at 8:42 or 56, and I see Sydney crying on the couch, and Carolina's like consoling her and rubbing her shoulder, and Sydney's like, "Well, you know, they can't all be winners," and I was like, "What? The hook?" And apparently Sydney threw all the food in the trash. So Sid can cry?
Yes, Sid can cry. Sid can cry. I mean, I was just having a rough day. I thought I was like, felt ill. I was missing my friend's baby shower. I felt like I had corona. And then, you know, Carolina couldn't do the show because she couldn't do the show. Oh, because she had migraines. She had been having headache for, you know, days, which I totally understood. You know, I got it. I was like, I had already planned to do the show without her. But I was supposed to make shrimp scampi and crab legs, and somehow it became the most difficult task ever. Like, an hour into the show, I'm still cutting up shallots. Like, not even getting to the pasta. Whatever, long story short, the shrimp wasn't good. It was bad shrimp. And I didn't realize the shrimp was bad until everything was cooked and I tasted it. And I was like, this shrimp, it's not right.
But how did you not know the shrimp was bad? Okay, so did the shrimp look funny?
It did kind of look funny.
While you were prepping it, it looked funny?
Yeah.
And then you cooked it anyway.
Yeah, because I was just like, oh, well, it's summertime. So, like, they probably sweating or something like that, you know.
Somebody, my source told me that the shrimp was black and blue. So I don't know if that was before or after you cooked it, but you still tasted it and you, did you, you actually ate some of the shrimp?
No. I put it in my mouth and I was like, this is, wow.
Or maybe it had just been sitting out.
The shrimp needs to pay child support or something like that. Like the shrimp tastes like deadbeat dads. I don't know. It's just gross. Not good. I spit it out.
Yeah,
but I kept
maybe
eating the pasta because the pasta was good.
Did you do the pasta? But then you threw the pasta in the trash.
I threw it all out. Because everybody kept, they're like, Sydney, if the shrimp is tainted, the whole thing is bad. It's not good. Stop eating it.
You couldn't pick the shrimp out?
No. If it's bad shrimp, it's like it's already been mixed into stuff.
So maybe the shrimp had been sitting out. That might be why it was bad.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys froze on that.
That's probably what it is. But anyway, I ended up just like being really sad. I cried after the show. I talked to Marie. She was walking back from the park and she was on audio, so it just seemed like she, well, Sydney, what happened? Well, Sydney, you know how the show is. It's funny. You're not supposed to know what you're doing.
No, I didn't say you're not supposed to know. You're supposed to know what you're doing. You just don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Every week. And you lit a napkin on fire.
I did.
And it's
there was a big fire and I tried to put the fire out with a knife.
Sydney said, yes, Andrew, that face that you have right now.
Oh my god. Wait, so I feel like this is great content.
No, the people were dying. They were having a ball. The comments were fuego, but I was reading the comments and trying to cook, and the comments were kind of mean, and then the guests were coming on hot. They were giving me the business. People had wrote jokes. They pre-wrote jokes. They didn't know how the show was going to go, but they already had the jokes ready.
People had a whole set of roast jokes for Sydney while
she... fuck out of me, and I couldn't take all the heat. It was just too much. I usually don't look at the comments because Carolina's there.
Yeah, but Sydney, the worse you do, the more lit the comments are for the community.
Yeah.
So that. But also... how are you still lighting things on fire this late in the game, babe?
Babe, this is what I do, okay? I'm an arsonist. How to Start a Fire, solo show by Sydney Washington. Written and performed by Sydney Washington.
Produced by Sydney Washington.
Sydney Washington.
Starring Sydney Washington.
Guest starring Sydney Washington.
Sydney Washington. Wardrobe by
Sydney Washington.
Sydney Washington.
Yeah.
Yes. But I just think that sometimes you bite off more than you can chew. And you realistically, Sydney, need to read these recipes before you decide if you want to do that thing.
Yeah.
You'll pick a thing or somebody will tell you to do something and you're like, yes, that's what I'm doing. And then you don't even read the recipe until you're cooking. And even then, you're still not really reading the recipe, friend.
You love to see it. I would love to have you come back as a sous. So, I don't know what you're doing this Sunday, but...
I'm gonna come back with a different wig, with a whole other.
Oh character. My gosh! Yes, can you bring Gina? Asia? No, Asia.
Asia,
come with Asia. Come with Asia. Oh, they would love that. I'm gonna have to tell her. I'm like, actually, Marie's gonna come in and she's gonna bring a character and she's gonna be the suit this Sunday.
What are you? I will be in full character, friend. I will be Asia.
I'm excited, and then you can like take breaks in the living room that has an AC.
Okay, we're doing well. Okay, so Sydney, what are you cooking on Sunday? Tell the listeners what you're thinking. Maybe we can ask.
Oh, it's a vegan. It's a vegan meal, and
Yikes! I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it on Sunday.
Oh, stop it!
It's a vegan meal. So, what you making? Like a tofurkey?
Yeah, actually.
No.
Yeah,
Sydney, I don't think you need to be roasting anything either. I don't think that you need to turn your oven on.
Yeah, I hear you, friend, but.
Andrew, what do you think she should make for?
It's a golden curry bowl. It's a yes. Yeah. Okay. It's good. I'm gonna send you the whole recipe. I'm sending you the whole thing.
And I want you to read the whole thing.
I'm gonna read the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand why I'm not understanding why you're upset about how the last show went. That's like the entire premise of the show.
I was just having a bad day. That's all. I was just sad.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. I was just sad. Okay. I was going through it. I thought I had corona.
Okay.
I'm
glad that you're doing better now.
I feel better. This podcast made me feel good. It was so good talking to all two of y'all.
Well, I mean, you were also interacting a lot with
whoever's on your phone.
Listeners.
True. Yes. Oh, sorry. Yes. That.
You're right.
The listeners were really part of the conversation.
They were. We love that. And you guys love when we engage with you. And so we're going to try to do more of that possibly in the next version of this.
Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the final episode of this podcast. We will not be returning.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Drew, thank you for all your support through this difficult time.
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to apply for unemployment because you will be unemployed because this is the last show.
Yeah. It's been a really fun run.
It has.
Okay, guys. Well, rate, comment, subscribe, share this with your loved ones. Play it really loud out your bedroom window with the boombox. And keep commenting on Sydney's lion-ass post about me crying and being unable to work.
Yeah.
I'm not crying, but I am unable to work.
Yes, but if if you guys can just repost this episode and let everyone know that this was the best podcast that you ever listened to, you know, we'll repost it in the Unofficial Expert page. We'll repost all your reposts and give shout-outs and stuff because that's how that's how podcast works. The only way we can do better is if you do better. So, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, do better, be better.
But actually, you don't have to do better anymore because this is the last one.
The last one.
The last
one. That sucks.
Goodbye, Marie. I don't know if I'll ever see you again.
Bye, Sydney.
Bye, Drew.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Sydney, I'll see you in 15 minutes on this other call that we're unprepared for. All right. Bye, friends.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.